You got me feeling emotions deeper than I've ever dreamed of. I don't know if it's real, but I like the way I feel inside.
Why Mariah Carey?
Katie, I had sex.
Hi, this is Ani.
And this is Katie.
And this is
Not Okay, Okay Cupid, where I take Ani on the crazy, bonkers, cracked out, erratic world of dating in 2020.
Yeah. And where I find out that most times I've got to buy myself a drink.
Well, here we are. So
you can say we're starting off this episode with a bang.
Oh God.
I'm so sorry.
You didn't.
I'm so sorry.
You didn't.
I'm sorry.
You didn't.
I'm sorry.
I mean, okay. So as you know, I have a lot of questions. I'm not gonna ask you the questions. I'll ask you those offline. But we had a lot of reaction to our episode last week.
Did we?
Well, I just mean a lot of people are invested in you, Ani. Oh. And I think, like, you know, in a good way. Like, I think a lot of people are listening during quarantine and have been following the story. And so we've had a lot of people reach out and start new listeners and, you know, just people genuinely caring about your journey. So, you know, we're all excited to take a peek behind the closed doors.
Behind the boudoir, yeah.
I will dare say that there's a little bit of a difference in your voice today.
oh, man. I think it's because it's literally the day after the date. That's why. So,
yeah. You've got that post-date glow where everything, like, you look at the skyline and everything just looks
even though people are covered in masks and the rain and, like, it's raining and it's freezing cold, it's like butterflies.
Yeah, you're like, this is the most beautiful sunrise I've ever seen, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life. Yeah,
don't the fumes look especially lovely today, you know?
yeah, and I mean, with, like, it's been a tough year, you know, and it's been hard. And so I'm happy to hear, like, some happiness in your voice. I had a shitty week, so it makes me happy to hear you happy.
Well,
so,
I'm sad that you had a shitty week, but I'm
okay.
Glad that
I'll
it's at
fine.
Least making
you know
feel
me.
A little better.
You know me. I'm the eternal optimist. I will always be fine.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm
true.
In the constant pursuit of happiness. So, okay. In the immortal words of Kid Cudi, tell us. So, last we left off, you did not like Spanish Viking.
I did not like Spanish Viking.
In fact, you. I would use the word. You despised him slightly. So
yeah, and
cut to
yeah, cut to you giving me the advice of just give it another date, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it because A, what else is there to do, and B, maybe I was being, like, too judgmental. Because, you know, to be honest, like, I do think that a little bit of it had to do with the fact that the last guy who was the caller, I was kind of like a little crushed on that one. So
yeah, you were hurting.
Yeah, and I think I was kind of like looking for a fight or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Albeit all the things I said still apply, right? Like, still all true.
When I listened back to it, and I was like, oh man, like, because after we finished talking, I was like, okay, he doesn't sound terrible. Like, he just sounds like a bad kisser. And then I listened back to the episode, and I'm like, oh, the Woody Allen thing.
The Woody Allen
thing. Oh, the Christopher Columbus thing. Uh-huh. Like, oh, okay. There's some stuff.
Yeah.
But okay, anyway, so
there's definitely some stuff. So, one of the things that we had talked about on the first date was, so I have this, on my profile, I have a picture of myself dressed as Ripley from Aliens or Alien.
Yes, naturally.
Yeah. Naturally. I even crimped my hair. Again, it was like very like very Ripley from Aliens. Like, so he was like, oh, so you're why can I not think of the name of the director right now? Ridley Scott fan. And
yeah,
I was like, yeah, of course. I mean, like, that movie really set the stage for a lot of like references in sci-fi and in horror. And it's just like, he's fucking talented. And he said, oh, so then what'd you think of Blade Runner? And I said, I actually haven't seen it. And I know that that's one of those movies that like you're supposed to see. And I think I just missed it. I don't know what happened, but like it wasn't in my house for some reason. And I just never watched it.
That's like one of those movies. There's like a core couple of movies that you have to see. I would say Blade Runner. Mm-hmm. I would say Point Break. I would say Donnie Darko. Uh-huh. I would say those are probably like some Jaws. Like
Jaws.
Those are the top movies that you have to see. They're
Lost
cult
Boys,
classics.
I would say another one.
Yeah. I actually haven't seen that.
What? Well, okay. Then that's your Blade Runner.
That's my homework. Okay.
So he had like the last we had talked after he assault kissed me. He had mentioned like maybe we should just like go to your place and watch Blade Runner, and I was like,
All right. He wants to do something with that blade.
I know.
That sounded murdery. I was trying to be like, the blade was his penis that didn't land.
Which is
so
like
sorry.
Very like Seven, you know what I mean? Like the movie Seven.
I know.
Where like,
You know I love that movie.
Yeah. But not the best visuals when it comes to calling a penis a blade. You know what I mean?
Fair. Okay, Ani, the joke didn't land.
We all get it.
What's in the box? What's in the box? okay.
So
Blade Runner.
So I agreed to it. And then we were supposed to meet last week, to be honest, after a lot of drinks for Thanksgiving. I was like, I don't have it in me to have more drinks this weekend. So and I told him, I was like, I'm sorry. Is there any chance we can rain check? And he's like, fine. One word, fine. Right. And I said, and then I responded with, I know I'm trash, but I promise I'll make it up to you.
Funny.
Right. And then he laughed about it and then was like back. Right.
Okay.
Which
good.
Is to me the way that you approach, can we reschedule? Right. You kind of like you take ownership of the fact that you're being kind of shitty. Right. And then you say something
I really like that exchange. I like it a lot actually. Cause I mean, listen, he responded how I would probably passive aggressively respond.
And how
to
I would have done it too. Yeah.
Yeah, which I try as a rule to not be passive aggressive and try to always say how I feel. But, you know, sometimes when you're like so excited and it's just like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, anyways, but long-winded way of saying that sounds like you guys wrapped it up in a good way.
I will say I have not really been texting with him at all. I think a lot of it probably because of the whole Christopher Columbus. Like, there's a part of me that's like, I don't want to know more right now. Like,
you don't want to dip any further.
Yeah,
into,
exactly. And I kind of was like, if I'm gonna go for this second date, I want to know less about him up until that point. You know what I mean? So that like,
oh,
if it
God.
Does tank,
yeah,
at least like I had wine and I got to watch Blade Runner, right? Like at least that, right?
Yeah. Okay, I think we both know at least you had sex and then you can move on. That's what you were thinking, but okay, sure.
Right.
Wine and Blade Runner.
I mean, other
okay.
than, but
keep
like,
going.
Unless of course it was like in some instances where like it just, it's like he really fucking shits the bed and I'm like, you need to get out of here, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're like me where like if there's no emotional or just like banter, then there's no point in being physical, you know, because
exactly
if you're not attracted to someone intellectually, then it's hard to be attracted to them physically.
I couldn't agree
but
more
anyway.
And I think that there was a part of me that was like, if I continue to talk to him, I'm not gonna want him to come over.
Yeah.
Just so fucked
yeah
up. Whatever.
Yeah.
I was
no,
trying to be
not.
positive.
It's fine.
Whatever. So he comes over. I will say he was a totally different person, right?
How?
Like, less of this weird showy bravado thing that he did in the first date, right?
Okay. Okay.
He also brought wine, which I thought was really nice. You know what I mean?
That's nice.
I was like, thank you. That's like,
what he should do.
I guess in my experience, that seems like a nice to do, because in my experience, I've had guys that I don't even buy me a drink. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Ani, that you deserve better than that? I'm going to tell you that right now.
I know.
And I mean, we know that it's not about the money. It's more.
It's
just
not the money. It's the effort. It's the effort. Yeah.
It's the effort. Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. So, yeah. So he came over. He seemed a little like frazzled or something. I don't know if he was coming right out after work or something. He did seem a little like sort of like, I don't know, like just not in it for a second. Right. And okay. I was like, we need to open this wine. So I went and opened the wine. Yeah. I had already pre-ordered the pizza. Because, you know, pizza, wine, it seems like an easy exchange. By the way, I kept thinking about this, like, what is the appropriate meal to make somebody?
I know.
I figured because it was a movie, I was like, pizza seems A, simple, and B, like, then he can have as much or as little as he wants, right?
Yeah. It's also like, I don't know, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here, but when you're thinking about food for a date, like, don't you slightly worry about, like, digestion?
Yes.
Are you like, what if, like, we start getting into it and
I took, like, so much Beano before he came over?
Yeah.
Because I was worried about that. And I already,
so
like,
I'm actually surprised you had pizza. I'd be like, can we have, like, wheat bread?
I know. Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't get, like, any real top. Like, it was just a cheese pizza, right? Because that's what he said he wanted. But it was very much like, I was like, oh God, like I took my fucking little Beano pills to be on the safe side before he came over.
Oh my God.
I know. Cause I do get really paranoid. This is 39. About that. Yeah. This is 39, guys.
Well, but that's the reality of it is like, we all have digestion, you know? And it's like when you have to choose wisely what you eat before you like get freaky.
Yeah,
you know,
my friend Dan used to always say the most loving thing you can do as a host for anybody that's staying over at your place, right, is to always have music playing. And I was like,
yeah,
why? Like, that's weird. And he goes, because they want to know that they can go and take a shit and you're not gonna hear anything. So just always have music playing. And I was like, oh, that's so brilliant. I never thought about that. God. Yeah.
Man.
Hilarious. Anyways, that was a total tangent.
Pizza.
Long story short, he came over. We opened the wine. The pizza arrived shortly after. We sat down. We talked for a little while. Like, mostly about my cat who is being crazy, right? And he was very intrigued by my cat because she's like a dog, really. Like, she's very attentive and like wants to like meet people and all that shit. And we talked a little bit about all that stuff. And then finally we put the movie on, talked kind of during the movie, like in and out of it, mostly a lot of like, oh, I didn't realize that this was a model or whatever, like all the little notes of the movie. Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, Blade Runner's fucking great. I don't know why
it's
I haven't
so
watched it.
It's so fucking good.
It's so fucking good.
Oh my God.
I will say, I do think that Harrison Ford did a lot of the date uplifting for this guy because he's so hot in the movie. You can't come out of that movie and not be a little hot and bothered. Harrison Ford's like beautiful in it.
I know. It's so good. Uh-huh. And like, it sucks because, like, the new one just, like, is not.
It's not.
As good.
I'm still going to watch it now. Now that I have it. Like,
yeah, you should watch it back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking.
But, yeah, I never thought about that. Blade Runner is, like, a really good, you know, setup for a date.
Yeah. It was very good. It was, like, nice and dark, all that stuff. We finished the movie.
Yeah.
I had put on, like, music after that. And we started like getting really talking a lot about film, all that stuff, everything that he wants to do with film. my thoughts on film and what I like. I talked a lot about like how if I didn't know, had I known more about the industry, I probably would have gone into costume design, right? Because I was afraid that there wasn't enough jobs in it. And now looking at the industry from this perspective, I'm like, oh, no, there's plenty of jobs, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to like be hungry and do the work and all that stuff.
How was the conversation?
It was really nice.
Like, flowed?
Yeah, like it flowed. Okay. And he wasn't like being like, again, like he wasn't being that kind of douchey guy that I met the first day, which I was really surprised by. Like he seemed a lot more chilled out than like, and almost, to me, it almost seemed like that first date, like he was testing me or it was really weird just because he had brought up that whole conversation about Christopher Columbus and told me that his last date had gotten up and walked out on that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
He mentions that. Like, he's like, the last girl I was on a date with, we talked about Christopher Columbus, and she actually just got up and left. Sorry. They talked about Woody Allen. So, like, he's had this conversation before, right? And I'm like, that's... Why would you then bring it up again if you had such a negative response? Why would you then bring it up on another date? And to me, it's like, oh, you were testing, right? Or you're like self-sabotaging, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say something shitty, and I don't really know this person, but he doesn't sound smart enough to test you like that.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. Yeah.
But I don't know. Who knows?
It just seemed like a little bit of at least self-sabotage for the most part, right?
At least on the positive side, you guys were better this time, you know?
Much better. I will say he does not get my humor and how to respond to my humor, right? Because if I said, I'm always like sarcastic and self-deprecating, right? As is basically the plot of this entire podcast is that, right?
Yeah.
Is me like talking shit about my life, but in a funny way. And like, we're both sort of leaning in and having some fun with that, right?
And darkness is funny. Darkness pain is funny,
right? So then I would say like stupid things. Like I would be like, you know, knowing me, I'd probably be the only replicant. This is a Blade Runner joke, of course. The only replicant that was fully aware that I was a replicant but still wanted to be a... Like, I can't remember what I said, right? And he goes, aw, don't say that about yourself. And I was like, what?
Oh.
You know?
Okay. Well, at least he's telling you not to be self-deprecating, which means he really likes you, but also, like, it's funny. So were there other things, like were there cultural
when I gave him the tour of references? My apartment, right? I had said, and here's the super humble abode, right? Because it's a piece of shit apartment, right? And he goes, aw, you shouldn't say that about you. Like, and I was like, no, that's a fucking joke. Like, stop making me feel bad.
It's funny.
Like, you're making me feel bad about it now. Like, it's an actual truth. Like, I don't know. It's like a weird...
Would he get our deep cuts?
I don't think that he would. I think that he thinks that like anything that sounds sarcastic is actually like just being mean to yourself. You know what I mean?
Oh, got
versus
it.
Versus like it's a joke set up and you're supposed to like,
special.
Yeah, you're supposed to like volley it back, right? And be like, oh yeah, you're the worst, right?
He's after school special.
He's after school special. Yeah. Like did not pick up on any of my jokes, like any of the sort of like.
No.
Yeah. And
dark sarcasm. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't get it.
Okay. Fuck. I hate that.
I know. Me too. I hate it so much. But luckily I had had an entire bottle of wine by that point.
So you can get on board with the after school special humor.
Exactly.
You know what I hate about it is I hate when a good joke goes by and you're with someone that doesn't get it. And you're like, damn it. I can't wait to text Ani and tell her that joke because someone has to laugh
Someone's
at it.
Someone's got
to
get it.
Gold.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it was gold.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you had a bottle of wine.
So like at literally at one point I see like there was like a joke about like, they had this one scene. And it was for Blade Runner, and it had this one scene, and all of a sudden there were just random ostriches in the scene, right? And
I said,
I will absolutely not do this scene without ostriches. I don't give a shit how much it costs me, right? And he goes, he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh God, come on. We're watching the fucking scene in front of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you were saying Harrison Ford was saying, I would absolutely not do this without ostriches.
Exactly.
Or Ridley Scott.
But like the scene in front of us, right? And
yes, yes.
So he's just, he doesn't get it. So anyways, we started like kissing. Oh, at one point he goes.
You're like, okay, no more talking.
Okay, now shush it. Shush it up. Shush. At one point he goes, because I go, we finished the first bottle of wine. And I was like, hey, luckily I have more wine, right? And he goes, oh, you want more wine, right? And I said, well, of course, how else am I supposed to take advantage of you, right? And then he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess we can open another bottle. Like, it was just like, I was like, God damn it, dude. Like, come, like, dude, like, give me something back, you know?
Do I have to explain it to you?
Yeah.
That was my opening line.
Uh-huh.
Take your pants off.
Yeah. But also, like, have fun. Like, it's not all serious anyway. So, we start kissing. The kissing's very different. It's not this crazy show of his this time. It's like...
Oh, it was good?
It was actually good. It was actually fine.
Good.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't this creepy fucking...
Yeah. Bleh. He wasn't doing the talent show.
Exactly. The talent show. Exactly. The talent show of kissing. That's the perfect way to explain it, actually.
Yeah.
And then that moved to the bedroom. I, ahead of time, had put my Bose speaker in my room because I knew myself enough to know if I want to play music or just like have noise, right? Like, because I hate silence. Yeah. I can't stand it. I always have something on.
Oh, you don't like sex grunting? That's like not a good.
I think I just
not a good sound
I
for
think
you.
It's just like, I know how paper thin the walls of my apartment are.
Oh, who cares?
I care because like I've got shitty like lady that lives upstairs who would like probably do something. You know what I mean? Like either start.
What do you mean?
Like one time we were being like loud. I think I can't remember. It was when I had a roommate at the time and she was like being loud and I can't remember what she was doing. And then the old lady like started banging on the pipes, screaming down, shut up, you bitch. Shut up, you bitch. Like over and over and over. And I was like, I can't have that, right?
God, I love it. Uh-huh. Okay.
So,
okay. Also, music can also like, you know, if you can move to the music. okay, sorry. Keep going. I don't know.
Yeah. So actually, speaking of music, let's put on a little bit of sexy music here.
Oh, okay.
So we moved to the bedroom. Things get a little hot and heavy.
Good.
Good. If this is too much, we can always cut this out later.
Okay. Yes.
So you tell me. Okay. One little thing.
Okay.
I have never understood when guys say, I'm a grower, not a shower, until this guy.
Okay. I don't know what you mean.
So apparently there are some guys who like take off their pants, they have the penis out, right?
Yeah.
And that's the size like, that it is, right? Like, and then it gets, of course it gets bigger when they're erect or whatever, like, but like.
Like John Hamm has like a notoriously large penis.
Yeah. Even when he's not turned on, it's like humongous, right?
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah, it's like a horse dick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this guy, when he took his pants off, I was like, oh no.
got it.
But
got
then,
it. Yeah.
once got stuff it. It was like a little started thimble. To heat up, it like tripled in size.
Shot up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Huh.
Have you seen that before? I've never seen that before. Every guy I've ever been with has always been like,
it is what it is, right? Like, there it is,
and that's what it is. And this is the first time that I was like, oh, and then what? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it was like watching, yeah. You know, like those little like those little things that you're supposed to put in a bathtub, and it's like a small little doll,
and it turns into like a
and then it crimps out,
yeah,
and
turns
then it
into
like
a seahorse or whatever.
Exactly, but like a huge fucking seahorse. It was like that moment, except with a human being and genitals.
He fucked you with a seahorse?
No, I mean,
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that okay. I have a question.
Go for it.
Did he tell you before that he was a grower, not a shower?
No. But I've heard that phrase before,
And
I never understood what it meant, and what it,
got it.
It means. And I never understood that. I always just assumed they meant like, oh yeah, like it's not, it's soft and then it's hard. It's gonna look bigger. Like, yeah, of course, right?
Yeah.
But I never understood that it could go from like looking quite small,
0 to 60,
to like 60, exactly, like Tesla.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
He had like a Tesla dip. You know what I mean?
Oh God! Amazing! Amazing! It went from like a Ford Fit to like a Ford truck. I can keep going all day with these analogies.
Yeah, it went from like a Happy Meal to a quarter pounder with cheese, you know?
It went from like a chicken nugget to like a rotisserie chicken. I can do better.
It went from Zac Efron High School Musical to Zac Efron today.
To The Rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
To Zac Efron
okay.
fully on roids today, you know?
Okay. 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 It went from Mark Ruffalo to the Hulk. That one wasn't that good.
It went from Kevin Hart to Shaquille O'Neal.
So he's basically, his dick was the Viking Shaquille O'Neal.
I guess so.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Uh-huh. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is fascinating. I always find it fascinating to learn about, like, things with men, you know? Like,
yeah, because no one tells you anything.
No,
our
they don't.
Like, sucks.
No, seriously, when I'm with my guy friends, I'm like, can you explain to me going to the men's room? Like, I want to know, do you pee next to your boss? Like, do you, like, it's all those kind of questions that, like, we aren't educated on as women because where we live a different, just as, like, they don't know how our vaginas work. Like, it's different, you know? Anyway, back to the fucking. Okay. So.
With that said, it was super fun.
Good.
I had a great time. And then
good, I'm glad.
And then he's like set his alarm for 7, which I don't know what it is. I know this sounds awful. I freaking hate when they stay in the morning. I just want them to leave. Is that awful? Is that make me antisocial?
Listen, they want to leave too.
I know.
Like, you know?
Like, I don't, well, like, you I obviously think it's- don't want the, like, you guys have, like, I don't know. I've actually never been, I've never encountered someone that's like, you have sex with them and then they leave immediately. I haven't been through that situation. And I don't know if that feels weirder or not, but like, I will say that like the moment he's like, yeah, I've got a meeting at like 8. So I've got to leave at like 7:30. And I was like, oh, that's so sad.
Like I think it depends on your relationship and situation too. Like it obviously evolves or it depends on your personality. It's just different for different people.
Yeah.
You know, some people are snugglers and some people are like, you know, nah, so it just depends. But are you happy that you went out with him again?
I am. I don't know if I still like him, but
that's okay.
I will say that
Honey, you don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I will say that the physical part of it to me seems really fun. I don't know if the person, like, I'm not, like, if I actually think about the guy, I'm not like, oh, I wonder what he's doing and I wonder what he's like. There's very little of that for me in this one. I just,
well,
it was fun and I wouldn't mind doing it again is like kind of like where I'm at, you know? But like, there's no part of me that like has done the thing that I think a lot of women do and I do all the time where when I meet somebody that I like, I start to do the shitty envisioning exercises of like, oh, I can't wait for him to meet my friends and oh, I can't wait to see like where this is gonna go, right? And you play those little mind games with yourself. Like none of that has happened since I've met him. Yeah. And there's a part of me that's like, that's okay. Like I am kind of okay with that right now. And like,
well, that's good. Yeah. I think it's good that you know what bucket to put it into, and you've dropped it into the casual bucket, and that's okay. You know, I think it's so hard to find someone that you connect with that like, it doesn't have to hit the mark every single time.
Yeah.
You know, like this guy just doesn't hit the mark, but you can also still enjoy each other's company and keep it casual.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like you can do that, you know, see what happens.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Like you don't have to decide. I'm happy that you had fun and enjoyed yourself and had a good night. And it's great.
Yeah.
You know, like it's great.
Yeah. I will say it was very fun, and I like there was it's just a part of me that was like, okay, that was good.
I'm really happy that you had fun and you deserve it.
Thanks.
And you've really grown and shown.
I'm a grower, not a shower. I just felt like I needed to bring that up because I know that like there I couldn't be alone in thinking like, oh, that's like a real thing. I didn't know that. You
yeah.
know?
No, I'm glad you told me. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. But, but yes, wonderful. Great. And it made my shitty week better. So I'm glad.
Good.
Thank you. It's awesome to hear. And it makes me happy for you. So man, I knew because I texted you this morning and I was like, how was it? And there was no response for like 4 hours. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, shit, some fun. Shit, some fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good,
yeah,
good.
It was good.
Okay, so what are you thinking next? Are you going to keep setting up dates with other people? Or are you swiping?
For sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. For sure.
Good.
And it seems like the gates have reopened for some reason. Like, I'm getting a lot more messages these days. I don't know if it's because...
I think no one's going home for the holidays.
I think that's what
so
it
people
is.
People aren't slowing down.
Yeah.
People are not slowing down.
But, like, people
know?
Are kind
so
of feeling like a little lonely, maybe. And so they're, like, reaching out more. So there's been a couple of what seems like interesting people, at least, to talk to.
Good.
So, yeah, we got to keep the ball rolling. I will, if this guy wants to hang out again, I probably will at least do another date. And then I think it'll give me a better understanding of like whether I really do like him or not. You know what I mean?
Right.
But my head's kind of leaning to it's going to be a no for me, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, you never know. And the fact that like it was such a different experience with this guy in the span of 2 dates, like I can't make a decision yet, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I have 2 ways of thought because, like, I'm always of the mind of, you know, when you have a connection pretty instantly, when you can't wait to see that person again. And, like, but then also, you know, when you first told me about the date, it sounded like he had a lot of the things that you liked. It just something was, like, not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So it could get there, you know? So I think you actually have the right strategy of just try it one more time and then you'll know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're pretty good about reading people.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, I think so too. And if not, it's like I feel like I can still walk away from this and I'm in the control seat to a larger extent on this one. You know what I mean? Like it's my feelings are not the ones that are like on the line here because I don't even know if I really like the guy or not. But at least for like a pretty face, you know, and someone that now makes out a little better. it's worth the third.
And also better conversation, which is nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So good. I like it. Makes me happy.
Thanks, Katie.
Okay. So, well, I can't wait to hear what happens next time and about your next couple dates, but I feel like this was, a really fun update.
Yeah.
So our listener or two will be happy to hear. Just kidding. We actually have a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
So it's good.
But
it's
like,
good.
But like if anyone's keeping like a updated calendar, like let's put a good little like check mark on that day, you know?
It was a monumental day. So it was good. Dusted out the old cobwebs.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Well, That's this week's episode of Not Okay Cupid. We are available on SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and if you guys have like 1 minute to shoot us a little review, give us a little,
yeah,
a little 5-star, maybe a 4-star, maybe a 5-star, you know? It really helps us out. It puts us, it makes us more visible for other people to listen and enjoy the podcast along with you. And hey, if you know of anybody that has a really great date story, please, please, please give us a call or shoot us an email. We would love to hear about it. Maybe have you on the podcast as well.
Definitely, definitely. And everyone, please stay safe. The world is hard enough right now. So just be kind to each other and be safe.
Yes.
So, okay. Have a great week.
All right. Bye, guys. I had sex.
Bye. Yay. Bye. Yay.